Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and we're with a graduate of one of the system seminar programs. But before I introduce him, just want to give a little quick background. Many people know, but not everybody knows, that a significant number of people that have gone on to become experts in internet marketing got their original training either through me directly or through the system seminar. And I'm just going to list some of the names: Yannick Silver, Alex Mendosian, Perry Marshall, Dave D, Mike Stewart, and I could probably list some more, but that gives you a flavor. Now, one of the most important principles in business or life is the "what have you done for me lately" principle, which basically states, okay, Ken, you might have been a good trainer a couple of years ago and trained all these guys, but who have you trained lately? Who have you helped lately? Is the system that you teach still applicable in 2005, 2006? And that's what the purpose of this call is about today, to talk with somebody who's a recent graduate of the system, and we'll talk about what effect it had on his approach to internet marketing and what impact it's had on his business and maybe even his life. So welcome, Daryl.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time to tell people about your experience with the system. I want to just give a little background. Daryl came to our course in Miami that was focused on the subject of selling physical products or also hard goods, you know, in other words, sort of commodity-type products. And actually, Daryl, I have to tell you a funny story that I know you don't know yet because I've never told you. When I met you at the training and I asked you what you were selling, inwardly I said to myself, uh-oh, Daryl's in the wrong course. He should be in the info products course. And I thought to myself, well, this physical products course is going to be pretty good, and I know he'll get something out of it. And if it doesn't work out for him, we can make some adjustment for him and get him into the right course. Well, whether I thought he was in the right course or not, Daryl took the material that he learned at our physical products seminar and has done some truly spectacular things with it. Daryl basically sells a course. It's an instruction course, and it's in a skill that a lot of people are interested in learning. Not a money-making skill, by the way. It's more of something that people do on a hobby basis. And it's a market that has a lot of potential because of the size of it, but it's a market that's pretty hard to reach. And that's about all I'm going to tell you about his marketplace, because frankly, I don't want to create new competitors for Daryl. And unfortunately, every time we do one of these calls, we seem to launch dozens of new competitors. So all you know is Daryl's first name, and you know he sells some kind of thing that teaches people how to do something. And it's a tough market, not because it's not a big market, but because normally it's a hard market to reach. So Daryl, in terms of sales of your course, where were you before we got a chance to work together?
Well, I was making about $300 a year. And I like to measure things on how much am I making today. And so I would chart, even though it was just way in the beginning, and even though I was just starting out, I started to track it based on daily sales. Because in everything I read, people were saying, oh, I made $100 a day on the Internet, or I made, you know, these unbelievable numbers. I even heard someone claim to make $500 a day on the Internet. Mm-hmm. So I said, that's where I want to be, but I don't want to be just selling people on how to make money, teaching people how to make money. I had ideas that I felt were solid. They were in the line of what I call physical product, and so I put together my first set, and it went nowhere. I put together the second set. I tried selling it on the Internet, and after a year, I was in a desperate situation. I really was. I was ready to give it up.
I didn't know that. I didn't know you were thinking of giving up.
Oh yeah, it would have been better to have just gone out and gotten a job and finally listened to my wife.
You can't do that. Let's not be unreasonable.
But I love this marketplace so much, and I did not want to give this up at all. And someone that I knew who had a lot more belief in me than I realized said, you ought to go to this seminar. And I said, listen, I've been laid off since 9/11. I can't afford it anymore. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, he sent you a check for me.
Wow. Who, may I can we say his name? We don't have to, but I'd like to thank him because I didn't even know that's how that happened.
Yes, he has me under the strictest confidentiality on that. He just says he wanted to do a good deed, and so I've never mentioned his name to anyone.
Yeah, I certainly don't know who he is either. Yeah. Well, let me say this then. Whoever you are, I thank you. It's great to have a good student, and Daryl certainly has been that.
Well, it was a fabulous weekend. I remember I walked in, and you know how shy and bashful I am. And I met a number of the gentlemen, but there was one big guy that was there, with blondish long hair, and he says, I come to every one of Ken's seminars and so forth. And I kept thinking to myself, why would anybody go to more than one of these? Don't you learn something in the first one?
Good question.
And you know, it has not even been a year. That was in February, and here we are just halfway through December, and I do not ever want to miss another seminar that the system gives. So I followed right along his footsteps without even realizing it.
Well, now let's fill in some blanks there, because you were doing $300 a year.
Right.
Which, you know, some people may laugh and go, oh, that's nothing, but I'll tell you what, it's more than zero. And after you've sold anything, you're so much further down the line than somebody that's just theorizing. So even though that number was very small, you were on track. And then you found us. And then what happened to your numbers and your sales?
Well, let me tell you a couple of the real thought provokers that was thrown out. You know, Andy and Brad were the instructors, and they started with, how to pick a product. And I thought to myself, oh, I already know how to pick a product. Let's get through this and get on how to market it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the things that they shared made me reevaluate the kind of product I had and who I was going after. And so when I got back, I revamped the product a bit.
Ah.
And it was amazing because now I was able to offer the market exactly what it wanted. And I had follow-on ideas that they were encouraging and supporting me to continue with. So right away between, and I like to break these up into two or three different phases that I went through, but the very first phase was getting it right. Mm-hmm. And that was getting the product right for the right people. And that I got directly out of the seminar that I took there in February. And that brought my numbers up from $3 actually a little over a dollar a day, mm-hmm. to $140 a day.
Just making some adjustments to the product so that it fit the marketplace better.
That's correct.
Excellent.
And there was a lot of information that was given on how to structure your website, how do search engines go through, and what the value of the links program, and so forth. And that was the second phase that I went through. And so I had a page rank that I think was a negative number, because you could search 150 pages down and you would not find me.
Okay.
And so now I concentrated on the search engine optimization. I concentrated on both the on-page and off-page optimization. I concentrated on making sure that someone wants would have as many of the 22 points that Andy and Brad outlined that was necessary, or that they had tested that produced results on the store page, and I saw my income go from $150 to nearly $400 a day, and that would bring us through the second phase, which was the end of November.
Wow! So you're closing in on that mythical $500 a day number that you first looked at.
Yeah, the one that I thought was just absolutely, you know, impossible, but boy, wouldn't it be nice.
So basically you've gone from your beginning, which was a dollar a day,
right,
to, I mean, well cracking six figures a year on an annual basis.
Right. I think at the end of the November, I was doing like a $119,000 a year run rate and rising.
Excellent.
It was just fabulous.
Excellent. And you mentioned two guys' names. I want to let people in case they don't know them, Brad and Andy. That would be Brad Fallon and Andy Jenkins. These are great friends of the system. When they were not as well known as they are now and came out together with the Stomper, I was the first person in the internet marketing world to really get behind that course. I didn't know Brad or Andy at the time that they developed that course, but when they sent it to me and asked me to review it, it knocked my socks off, and I said, these guys are for real. And I put the full weight of my resources behind letting my customers and other people know how good they were, and they've since become members of the friends, first of all, and then members of the system faculty. And they were helping me put on this special course on selling physical products in Miami. Both of them run very successful businesses that are based on selling physical products. Brad's known for selling wedding party favors, and before you laugh, that is it's getting to be an eight-figure-a-year business for him. And Andy sells a lot of different kinds of products, but one of his lead products is he sells tapestries for people's homes, and that's a much bigger business than you'd imagine. So that's Brad and Andy. So great. So good progress in a very short period of time. I mean, it's not even been a year for you yet.
No, it hasn't been, and I'm very pleased with this. My wife doesn't mind at all now if I work at home.
She gets it.
She gets it. I think one of the biggest things about her getting it was the other day. She's been jumping in with both hands and feet, helping me out on the business for the past 60 to 90 days. And she turned to me once and she goes, I didn't realize it was 10 o'clock at night. So much fun.
It is. It actually is, especially when it all clicks. Now, if I may ask, you had some, just some personal difficulties in the month of October, which kind of made it a little difficult for you to get things done, and yet your business kept living and breathing and maybe even thriving while you were not able to give it the attention that you would have liked to.
That's true. I had undergone an operation in August for a broken foot, and my body rejected the hardware, and in October I was taken in for emergency operation to remove the hardware, and I came very, very close to losing my foot because of infections. And in fact, I was in the hospital for 8 to 9 days.
Yeah.
And my wife was the one that essentially ran the business while I was gone. And so she was constantly calling me, and we were discussing business, and then she would go. And she did an extraordinary job. I mean, without her, I don't know really what I would have done.
But the good thing, though, is you had a system in place so that your wife could keep the thing going.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful system because it's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in keeping it simple.
That's probably why you're so successful with this, and I anticipate even more success for you. Speaking of which, you decided to get a course that we create, a home study course that we intended originally for beginners, and we called it Smart Beginners. And the idea is, you know, these books that, you know, Internet for Dummies or Internet for Idiots, I know they're just joking, but I don't really like those names. You know, I don't think a beginner is a dummy or an idiot. And I've met a lot of smart beginners, and certainly our graduates are smart beginners. So I thought we're going to call what we do the Smart Beginners Program. And the idea was to help people who are interested in Internet marketing or had been around it for a while fill in the blanks of their knowledge, because I find that one of the things that holds people back in Internet marketing is missing some of the big pieces. And it's kind of hard to get all those pieces presented to you all at once in a unified whole. And that's what we aspired to do when we started the system back in 2002. And we decided, hey, let's put the best of that into this home study course for people so that they can get a foundation. Because I think foundation is everything. With the right foundation, you can build any structure. And with the wrong foundation, nothing really ever works. So am I correct that you got Smart Beginners after you got your business going?
Oh, yes. I just acquired it in November.
Okay.
And the reason I did that was I'm a slow learner, and I have to understand everything mentally,
mm-hmm.
and then I can go and do it physically.
Mm-hmm.
And there has never been, in my opinion, a comprehensive, good beginner's course on the internet marketing that was just full of facts and figures and what to do and what to think about without a lot of hype and sales processes going on. And so I read your announcement. I thought that would be good. And about then, my daughter and one of my sons came to me and said, gee, I'm thinking about doing a business on the Internet, and we've been watching you, and we think you're doing all the right thing. Would you teach us?
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, you know, if I'm going to teach them, I would like to do this in a systematic way. So what I did is I bought the course using them as my rationalization so I could fill in the blanks where I've missed. And it made an amazing difference.
Yeah, it's funny. I never thought of that, but yeah, it's a good thing if somebody's got family members or friends who they want to bring in the business, or they want to encourage them or help them start their own internet business. That's another reason for people to get this. I had never thought of that. I always think of people buying it for themselves, but.
Oh yeah, if you know, it's great. I don't know why every company who is in $25 million a year or more not buying this and demanding their whole marketing department read it.
Well, Daryl, I have to say I agree with you on that, and I appreciate you saying it. I want to say that this is an unusual. It's kind of an unusual course in that sometimes people will tape a seminar and sell the tapes of that seminar and call it a course. And I think a seminar is a seminar, you know, and a course is a course. And this Smart Beginners was really created as a course. We sat down and we did everything we could to figure out all the things that needed to go into it, and not only what needed to go into it, but the sequence that was going to be best for us to present the ideas in so that students could absorb it and really grasp it and be able to, most importantly, be able to use it. So the course is made up in basically two parts. One is what I call the five big lessons, and I feel there are five absolutely critical things that you've just got to get under your belt if you're going to succeed in internet marketing, or really any kind of direct marketing, but especially internet marketing. And then there's a handful, I forget how many we identified, 12 or 18 or some such number, but there's a handful of practical tools that you just have to know how to use, you know, and you can't fake them, you can't pretend, you can't wishful think your way through it either. It's like being a carpenter. If you don't know how to hold a hammer and you don't know what a nail is and you don't know which end of the saw to pick up, you're not going to be a carpenter no matter how many books you read. And so we have both the sort of the theoretical and the overview of what you need to know to understand the business, as well as every practical tool that you need to know to actually operate the business, and we put it all into the course. So I'm glad that you got it, because I know that you were already successful, really, in the way a lot of people would look at it. I mean, you're doing great numbers. And sometimes people think, well, I know so much about internet marketing already because I've done it so many years or I've made so much money. But believe me, you can easily miss a piece that could cost you $100,000 or $200,000 in missed opportunity a year. And, you know, one of the advantages that I have is that I've been doing this so long, the online side since 1993 and then offline marketing for years before that, and I've worked with a lot of people. So I've had a chance to see what people really actually need to know to make things work. And I kind of have a unique perspective on that that I don't think many other people share. They just haven't been around that long or taught as many people or seen as many success stories. So that's why we put the course out. I'm really glad you got it.
Well, I'm especially glad. And, in fact, I ripped into it the first day I got it and started reading, and I read all the way up to page 17.
Okay.
And where you're talking about the life and death importance of follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right in the beginning of the first big lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And I read right up to almost the very bottom of that page 17. So you had me going until then, Ken.
Okay.
And then you wrote, If you already have a business and you simply put down what you are doing right now, go through your customer database and just look at all the people that have bought from you in the last 6 months to a year and craft an offer for them.
Mm-hmm.
And all this time, you're talking about timing, the right timing. It's important to have the right timing. Just them send them an offer, even an old offer that you wrote. You could stop what you're doing right now and probably make many hundreds or maybe even thousands of dollars. You know what I did? I stopped right then and there. I quit reading it.
You took me seriously.
I took you seriously. You cannot imagine. And I sat down, and I shut my eyes, and I just sat back, and I said, all right, Ken, what are you telling me? Because, you see, since I started my business about a year and a half, 2 years ago, I have been collecting names and putting together a nice, very focused list. And I've had this instructional program that I've been selling, and each one of these people have bought this product. And then you remember I told you I had a product that did not sell at all?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to thinking about that, and I said, and it's Christmas time, and I did a double hmm. And so I put together an offer, and I send it out. I had a list of 5,080 people that had bought from me or requested some information from me over the past 10 or 11 months. And so I crafted this offer. It wasn't anything exciting, but I time-bounded it. And I said, listen, I'm only going to offer this for 3 weeks or until 250 sets have been sold.
Okay.
And I gave them a price that was, and I said, I'll never repeat this price again.
Okay.
And I'm following on some of your email that I've read over the past year. And so I just sent this offer out. In the month of December, my sales are now just scraping under $1,100 a day.
Wow. All right. And by the way, we're on December, what's today, the 15th.
Right.
So you still have some more days to make money like that.
Right. I have about 7 more days.
Till
and
Christmas.
It's been phenomenal. We had 2 $3,000 days.
Did you say 3?
Yes. We had 2 days that went well over $3,000.
So let me just to put this in perspective, before the system, $300 a year.
Right.
And after the system, in the Christmas season, with a good promotion, a couple of days where you cracked 3,000 for the day.
For the day.
I don't know. My math isn't that good, but I think you've at least doubled your sales. maybe even tripled them.
But, you know, as amazing as that is, that wasn't what impressed me.
Mm-hmm.
What impressed me was the systematic way that I was learning all of these new steps and putting them into action. And it wasn't hard. It just meant a roadmap. And if you follow the roadmap for whatever product or service that you have that's outlined in this Smart Systems course, this is not something unusual. Anyone can do this. And I realized that for the first time, my eyes were opening up. I can actually see this continuing on and on and on, and I became a believer in my own self.
Wow. Yeah, excellent. Well, hey, why not? I mean, look at the results you're getting. One of the things that I learned about money and marketing, which really surprised me, it took me a long time to learn it, like way more than 10 years, is that when you get things right, like, you know, you've got the right product for the right people with the right offer and the right system, the money just flows. You know, it's almost like being a plumber. You know, you don't have to work magic. You just have to know some common sense things, so that you can proceed to do things right.
And the most amazing thing is every one of them will tell you what they want you to sell them next.
Yeah, isn't that fascinating? Yeah.
I have, if I was to do all the products that they have now told me about, it would be amazing. I have people send me letters in languages, at different languages, and so now that's in the works.
Wow.
Even though I've made a lot of money, I'm still in a heavy investment phase because by reinvesting in what I'm doing, reinvesting in more education, reinvesting in more products, this cycle continues and it starts to accelerate and accelerate and accelerate.
You know, something you've probably already discovered, and I want to emphasize to everybody listening, the most valuable asset that Daryl has, besides his marketing knowledge, which is ever-growing, but the most valuable asset that he has is the relationship he's creating with his customers. First, by serving them in the first place and delivering them something that they want, taking care of their customer service problems, which always crop up in every business, and then also having an open door and listening to them about what they want and figuring out how to bring it to them. That's the gold in our industry. It's our relationship with our customers. It's the absolute most important thing. And sometimes we can be in a rush. We want to make money fast, and we want to get to the prize first. Take a little time and spend a little more time thinking about your customers, and you'll find in the long run you'll not only make more money, but you'll have a much, much more solid business. And it's more fun and satisfying, too. I'm sure you're getting to get some positive feedback from your customers about benefits they're getting from what you've shared with them.
Oh, I certainly am. I have over 800 letters of testimonials now.
Whoa, incredible.
And I do not do anything to encourage it. I have no automatic testimonial page. They just send it to me. And sometimes, you know, I have to have a long conversation with my wife because I start to think of myself differently, and I can't do that. I am the same person as I was yesterday. I've just been able to help someone do something that they've really wanted to do all their lives. And for the first time, they actually see that they can do it. And I have the price on the product priced so fairly, they know that I'm not ripping them off. They know they're getting a fair deal from the price, and the focus is always now on what is this product's benefit to me.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you can work on the benefits of the product and how it benefits that customer, because everything's around the customer. Without the customer, you get no money.
Yep.
And so everything has to be geared towards benefiting the customer, and that's the way I've structured it. I answer every email, and believe you me, you don't even want to know how many I get a day.
Mm-hmm.
But I answer every one of them, and if I make a promise, I follow up on it. And on my website, you know, I've been going through this problem physically with my foot since August, but I have a little paragraph here where you can check on Daryl's progress. And I get so many letters of encouragement from people who just thanking me, and now they're relating to me one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not some entity out there. I'm an actual human being, a person.
Excellent. And 'cause, you know, everybody's already got lots of entities that they've got to deal with in their lives. They don't need another one, you know, and it's nice to do business with somebody who's a human being. This is great. And I want to emphasize, too, to listeners that Daryl is not selling anything that has anything to do with teaching people how to make money. He's teaching them a skill that a lot of people have an interest in developing, and he's found a way to help them develop that skill and liberate their talents in that area. And, you know, the reason I emphasize this is a lot of people think the only way you can make money on the Internet is to teach other people how to make money on the Internet. And nothing could be further from the truth. I really think there's infinitely, well, we saw it in the class with Andy and Brad, there's infinitely more possibility in selling all kinds of things to people that they already want and not, you know, just limiting yourself to the idea of the only way to make money on the Internet is to show other people how to make money. Well, Daryl, I really want to thank you for taking this time to tell your story and share some of the principles that you're using in your business. I have a feeling a big part of the reason that you've been so successful is not just the tools that you've got now, but really your approach to business and to people. And there's a huge lesson there for everybody. I know, you know, again, we'd all love an automatic business that we can run in our underwear and we, you know, maybe never have to do anything, but that's a fantasy. That's not really how business works. you really got to kind of roll up your sleeves and get involved. But the rewards are tremendous, I think, not only financially, but to know that there are people out there whose lives are being touched by your products. And you may think, well, I sell kind of a boring product. Maybe I sell batteries or I sell, you know, kitchen supplies. How exciting is that? Well, you know, when somebody finds a good source for any kind of a product that's important to their life and they can get it easily in a reliable way, at a fair price, conveniently, you've improved their life. You've made their life better. So, you know, we're all in the same business. We're all in the improvement of other people's lives business. And when we add our internet smarts to that, we're unbeatable and we're unstoppable. And that's, I think, if anything sums up what we're trying to do with the system, that's it. I do feel that probably the most powerful impact you'll get from our material is to actually come to a live event, if you can manage. And the live event that we do is called thesystemseminar.com. And you can just go there and read all about it, and if it's something you can do, join us. We'd love to see you. If for some reason you can't make the trip or it's out of your budget, then you might consider the home study version, which is smartbeginners.com. And that's the course that lays the foundation. And the neat thing about that course is if you take it and you like it and it helps you generate more income for yourself, you get a credit towards the purchase of the home study course for the live seminar. So you get to roll that money that you invested over right into your tuition and get a discount on your tuition. So it's a great way to test the waters at a lower price. So that's thesystemseminar.com and smartbeginners.com. We only do one big seminar every year, and this year we're going to have, in addition to our big general sessions, we're going to have 25 different workshop breakout sessions. Nobody else in internet marketing does anything like this. The reason we have so many different sessions to choose from is everybody comes to the system from a different place. Some people are selling information. Some people are consultants. Some people are selling hard goods. Some people are really interested in search engine marketing. Some people are really interested in video and audio. Some people are interested in selling internet marketing consulting to other businesses. It's just a lot of different ways to be in the internet business, and we want to make education available on all those topics in depth to everybody who comes to our events. So you'll not only get the approach to internet marketing that you've heard Daryl talk about on the phone today, but you'll also get a lot of options for picking the path that's right for you. I'm a big believer in we don't want to put any round pegs in square holes or square holes and round pegs or whatever that is, but it's not necessary. You don't have to twist and contort yourself to succeed in the internet. What you really need to do is figure out what you like to do, what you're good at, what you're interested in, learn the basic internet tools, the fundamental tools that we teach, and then bring who you are and what you're interested in and what you're good at and what you care about to the marketplace, and you have a much better chance of success than someone that's trying to, you know, fit themselves into somebody else's program. So, hey, Daryl, I'm so glad you came to the Miami course. Whoever it is, whoever that kind person was that helped make that possible for you, we don't need to know his or her name, but we thank that person. I thank you for sharing your story with everybody and letting them see that this really is, you know, if you take it in a serious way, in a systematic way, this is a business that even if in 2005, 2006, new people are succeeding at. Any other last comments?
Just one. You were talking about how you give a voucher for the price of the beginner's course. Mm-hmm. I would say that's the second way you make the course free. The first way is just by taking something out of that course and applying it. I have made over $15,000 in the first 3 weeks of ownership of this due directly to what was in that manual. So not only did I get the course for free, but I am able to attend the next system seminar in May as well. Plus, I can't even begin to tell you how many different organizations I've been able to help at Christmas, and it's all been made possible just by stopping at page 17, turning around, and starting to do a little thinking.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, that's the plan. You know, the plan is if I'm supposed to be teaching people how to make money, what I teach should be good enough that they can make enough money to come to the future courses, right? That seems logical, and that's how I structure what I do, and it seems to be working out. So, well, it's a great story to hear. And I want to say something to people that are listening. Daryl just wrote me his story, I guess it was a couple of months ago. I've been kind of negligent in gathering testimonials, but people send them to me anyway. And Daryl sent me this letter, and it blew me away. And I want to, if there are any graduates listening who have similar stories, and I know there are because I keep running into you guys, let me know about them. You know, don't hide your light under a bushel. Let me know what's going on, because it's encouraging to others, and it gives them ideas and maybe gives them some insight into how our approach to internet marketing education is a little different than some of the other things they might have experienced. Well, Daryl, I don't want to keep you from your business, because it's Christmas season, and there's a lot of product to sell, a lot of people to help.
There certainly is, and I thank you, Ken, and Merry Christmas to you and everyone on the call and to the entire systems organization.
Thanks a lot.